I want to talk about meditation. I want to talk about why meditation works, what it does for you. See, meditation is the thing that you need to be doing. If you suck at life, you need to be meditating. That's why you suck at life, is because you're not meditating. Join the meditation party and you will stop sucking at life. Meditation will fix all your problems. Meditation will make you be the person that you always wanted to be. Meditation will do it all for you. That's the promise that meditation offers. Is it? Is that what you hear? Is that the word on the street? I have no idea. See, some people think that meditation is about, like, you know, you gotta relax, you gotta chill out, you gotta take it easy. And, you know, people start meditating because they have anxiety, they have stress, that's the remedy. So it stands to reason that you would think that meditation is about relieving stress, relieving anxiety. And sure, whatever, you know, maybe it does something like that. I don't know if it does. But that's not the point. See, it's like you can't get there from here. If that's what you're thinking of as being like, that's the point of meditation, and that's what it's doing, and you think that if you're not feeling that relief of stress, then you're somehow not meditating correctly, then you have a problem, because that's not the point. So it's like you go to the gym because you want to get stronger, so you lift weights. See, lifting weights is going to make you feel weaker. It's not going to make you feel stronger. If it makes you feel stronger, then the weights probably aren't heavy enough. You know, lifting weights should make you feel weaker because you're lifting something that's heavy, and that's how you get to a point where you can handle more weight, is you have to lift weights that are too heavy for you. And the same thing is with meditation. The way that you get to a point where you can handle anxiety better is that you have to expose yourself to something that's too much anxiety. That's what meditation does. It's a kind of like, it's a form of exposure therapy. So what that means is that you take yourself and you put yourself in a situation that's difficult for you. And because it's so difficult, you're forced to learn how to adapt to that situation. And the situation that meditation is this situation of just total complete boredom and total complete just being with your experience. So when you sit and you meditate and you close your eyes, and you set a timer, what's going to happen is that you're going to be bored. And things are going to come up because you're sitting there paying attention to what's happening. Now, if you remove external stimulation, you're going to become more aware. It just has to happen because you're not hearing as much, you're not seeing as much, you're not feeling as much. So it's just going to be the case that those external stimuli are not there, the internal stuff is going to come up. Much more of it than what you normally experience walking around. So when you're sitting there and you're like, I can't sit still, or like, I have this itch on my face, I need to scratch it. See, all that stuff, that's good. That means the meditation is working. So the more of that stuff that you expose yourself to, the better, because that's the real, like, that's what's doing it. So what the game of meditation, what it's asking you to do is that you sit there and wait for that stuff to arise. And when it arises, what you do is you don't react to it. You just let it arise and you let it pass on its own. Just let it disappear. Let it come and let it go. And in doing so, what you're doing is you're training yourself to be okay with it. Now, it's really, really important that you don't get sidetracked and don't fixate on your feelings here, because it doesn't matter. So, like, yeah, the itch is not comfortable. That's fine, okay? Itches are not supposed to be comfortable. Like, your body itches because it's trying to get you to scratch your skin. That's a natural, normal response to an itch. And itching is not comfortable. It's not supposed to be. So if you're thinking that, you know, that somehow this is going to be where you're going to start, you know, thinking that an itch is just this thing where it doesn't mean anything to you, well, I don't know. You know, look, to a certain degree, yes. But by and large, you should expect the uncomfortable things to be uncomfortable. That's the name of the game. That's the rule. That's like how you play it. That's expected. So what you want to do here, because you got to look at the sort of end game. What is the point of all of this? A lot of people meditate and they don't know what the point is, and they ask me, Michael, I just don't know why I'm doing it. Like, I don't know, like, I don't get what the point is. I don't get what it's supposed to do for me. Yeah, right. Because if you think that the point of meditation is that it's supposed to relax you, you're gonna start saying things like, well, I'm not doing it right. Or you're gonna say, well, it's not working, or I'm not good at it, because you're not feeling relaxed. But if you understand that the point of meditation is that you're supposed to be there in the moment. Now, look, I can say this stuff, and even as I'm talking, I'm like, look, if you already get what I'm saying, if what I'm saying is obvious to you and comprehensible to you, you don't need me to explain it because you already get it. Okay. Let's see if we can back up then. I gotta back up somehow. I've already lost the whole audience. I've already lost my target audience, I think. Well, it doesn't matter. We'll try it anyway. Maybe some of you are listening. Maybe some of you are still there. I don't want just like cheerleaders here. I don't want just other meditation people. Like, no, I'm trying to like help people, you know, the people who need to hear this stuff. It's not the people who are teaching meditation or whatever. Those people don't need to hear this. I'm trying to speak to the people who were like I was in the past, where I was trying to meditate and I didn't know if it was working for me. Like, those are the kind of people that I'm trying to help here. And those are the people that I need to find a way to speak to. So, let's see if I can. So let me go back and let's talk about, so when you're bored, when you're meditating, okay? So meditation is boring. You're sitting there and you're like, this is boring. Now, I once thought that meditation was really boring. I couldn't meditate for more than 5 minutes, 8 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. It was too boring. And this is not just like sitting still. Like, this was with music, this was with meditation balm that I had under my nose, this was with a comfortable chair, this was with the lights off, this is my little sanctuary that I created here for meditation. It was awesome. Uh-oh, there's a traffic jam. I think it's not gonna be too bad. Okay, I think it'll be okay, because I think it's only a couple minutes down the way there. I'm already kind of running a little bit late. Okay, well, what am I supposed to do? So annoying. So meditation was really boring, really, really boring. And I was like, I can't sit still. I just can't do this. Can't sit here. And there's one particular day. I was sitting there in this chair. It was not a very comfortable chair. It was in the middle of a hallway. It's hard to explain it. But I was there, just like, in the chair, facing the wall, just like, I'm gonna meditate, I'm gonna sit here. And I didn't have a timer, okay? But I looked at the clock, and I was like, I'm just gonna sit here, meditate. I didn't know what I was expecting to happen. But I wanted it. I had anxiety and stress, and I was like, meditation's gonna do it for me. And I was like, I was sitting there and I was getting really bored, and I was like, I gotta stop meditating. And I don't know what happened, but somehow or another, like, I saw that boredom. There was like a moment where I looked at the boredom and I saw it as a thing. Like, it was a sensation. A sensation of boredom. It wasn't just like I was bored. It was like I could feel myself being bored. And because I could feel that, it had a different quality to it, okay? You see, this because it was like there's an itch on my face, okay? See, that's a very specific thing. It's not just like I'm itchy, okay? It's like there's an itch on my face. It has like a specific place on your body. And when something has a specific place and a specific, like you can see it as a thing that exists in space, it has a texture to it, it has a shape to it, it has a size, it has an intensity. It's like the sun coming in through the windshield or the window over here. It's like hitting my face and I can feel it on my face. You know, I can feel the vibrations from the car, I can feel it on my hands. I can hear the sound, I can hear exactly where it's coming from. I can see things out there. I can see the signs on the road. I can see the other cars. Like, they're very specific and very definite in location. And because of that, now I have an option. It's not just like the entire universe is whatever. It's like it's a localized thing. I have now an option of observing it, and I can see it and have the option of studying it or not. And that's what happened with boredom. So it was like very specific. Like, I have the option of looking at my boredom. I didn't have that option before. But in that day, it was like suddenly this option arose. It was like I could sit here and watch myself being bored, and I can feel what that feeling feels like. And that changed things. Because I suddenly got absorbed into the boredom, okay? So it was like it kind of grabbed me. And it became something that was like, it just like, just in that moment, I'm talking about like this very specific instance. You know, imagine you're sitting there and you're feeling bored, and then suddenly it's like, oh, I feel boredom, like the way you feel heat. And I found myself interested in that. Like, I was like, huh, that's interesting. That kind of feels interesting. It's like, you know, there's some kind of like pressure or some kind of tingling or something. And I found myself studying this boredom. And I noticed that when I was studying the boredom, I stopped being bored. See, that's the paradox right there. Is that because I was interested in the boredom, I wasn't bored. I wasn't bored by the boredom. Like, I was bored by the meditation, but I was interested in the boredom. Like, you gotta let that sink in. And you can't just hear it from me. So I can say this to you, but like, I urge you to try this. You know, if you find yourself bored, you know, boredom being kind of like, I'm not interested in what I'm doing. I have no interest in what I'm doing right now. I don't want to pay attention to what I'm doing. What I'm doing is not, I'm going to be late. This is not good. This is really not good. I was not interested in the meditation, but I was interested in the boredom. Like, that doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make logical sense. It's just, it makes some kind of sense. Like, it makes a lot of sense to me because I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to be interested in boredom, to be able to experience something but not have it be all consuming. Okay, it's just one thing that's happening. That is the point of meditation. Okay, now why, you may say, well, why is that a good thing? Why would I want to be interested in boredom? Because sometimes people will say to me, Michael, I try meditating, but I get bored. Or somebody said to me the other day, it was on Facebook, and somebody said that they find piano practice to be boring. And I said, well, you should try getting interested in the boredom. You should try enjoying your boredom. And they said, no, I don't want to be interested in boredom. Like, I don't want boredom. And yeah, okay. That, I guess, makes some sense because we think of boredom as being this bad thing that you got to get rid of. Nobody wants to be bored, right? But I don't think I did a very good job making the case for boredom. So how would I make a case for boredom? I don't even know. Why would you want to be interested in boredom? Well, you know, look, if you're going to claim that boredom is so bad, then look, I can tell you how to get rid of boredom. You just become interested in boredom. Okay, problem solved. Now, that's not very convincing. That just sounds like wordplay, right? Why would you want to be interested in your boredom? Well, here's the thing. Like, even if you don't, like, I could understand why you would say, Michael, I don't want to have boredom. And, like, boredom. No, no, keep that away from me. Like, I could understand why you would have that visceral reaction to boredom. Like, you wouldn't want it. Like, it doesn't sound appealing to you when I'm offering. If you're at a restaurant and you looked at the menu and it said, you know, boredom was on the menu as an option, you'd be like, no, 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 I don't want that one. That's like when I'm in a restaurant and it's like they've got, like, the, you know, the healthy choices, the light menu, you know, the salad with no dressing, like the lettuce bowl with no toppings. It's like, no, thanks. Like, that's not why I go to a restaurant. I don't go to a restaurant just for lettuce. So it's like, it just doesn't sound appealing. So I'm not asking you, does boredom sound appealing? Like, I understand boredom is not going to sound appealing. That's not really the question. The question is, like, is to say, can you find, like, can you understand why I would even be pushing this? Like, even if you say, well, it doesn't sound appealing, like, can you understand why I would see it as a good thing to be interested in boredom? Like, why that would benefit you? You know, because you could see, why is it that the lettuce bowl benefits you? It benefits you because it's fewer calories. So if you're, let's say you're trying not to gain weight, or you're trying to lose weight, or you're trying to whatever, you're trying to, you know, it's your New Year's resolution is that you're going to fit into your bathing suit by the summer. So it's like the first week of January and you still care about that, then that might be a thing. That might, the lettuce bowl might be like, yeah, this is what I need. This is exactly the meal for me. Or even if you said, no, I don't want it, like, no, I don't want that. But you could understand, right? You could understand why somebody would want that. Because it would help them lose weight. That's why you would eat fewer calories. That's why you would eat crunchy water for dinner. But what's the equivalent for boredom? Why is boredom this thing that you might want? Like, what is the equivalent? Like, what weight are you trying to lose? Well, that's the thing you got to understand. If you want to know why meditation is good for you, you got to understand that. Why would I willingly subject myself to boredom? Why would I willingly subject myself to lettuce for dinner? Like, let's at least be clear on that. That's the thing you got to ask yourself. Now, some people don't want to ask themselves that question, I think, because then they somehow maybe put some responsibility on you. I really have to get, like, it's 9:53 and I have to be there before 9 o'clock or before 10 o'clock because I need to set up some stuff. And I'm about 2 minutes away. Ugh, so annoying. The thing with boredom, the question you gotta ask yourself, I'm hesitant to even go deeper into it. Because the thing is, when I go too fast, and I know this happens, is that people think that I'm getting intellectual. And it's because I'm going really fast. And it causes them to become intellectual because they're not, like, not following me. And that's not good. I would prefer to go slower and have people follow me. But when I do that, then they say, Michael, get to the point. No, but you're not following me. I can't get to the point. Because you just want to hear the summary. But then when you get the summary, you say it's intellectual. That's because you're not letting yourself experience what I'm saying. I really have to go. I do not have time for this right now. Okay. So does that make sense? Does that clear? Does that clear everything up? I hope it does. I hope it does clear it up, because this is a super important thing. I really don't have time. So that's it. I hope you weren't bored. Hope that was fascinating for you. Talk to you later.